It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Ooh la la, oh my my, things get cooking around quarter past five. Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the fish fry.
Navi does a shimmy at the fish fry. There was a little of that going on in Montana. And by the way, we're still hoping we hear from Billy, who was supposed to give us a call. He might be looking at the clock if he's down in California. Looking at it like it's 5:30 in the morning instead of 6:30 in the morning. Anyway, we'll still hope to hear from him before the top of the hour. But in the meantime, I want to get a full update on this hunting trip.
Fishing.
This fishing trip.
Yeah.
You were on the hunt for some beautiful fish, and man, a lot of pictures of some nice fish.
Oh, they're all beautiful. I mean, the weather there was perfect because it's been really cold and all the snow's still in the mountains. So the rivers are really clean and really, clear. I don't mean clean. And really fishable. And it's just a great time, you know. And my boys love rivers. That's their favorite thing is rivers. And five of the top 10 rivers in the world are right here in Montana. So doesn't take very long. 4 hours, we're there. It's five to the green.
Yeah, which river were you fishing?
Well,
you want to bring that up?
No, it doesn't matter. We fished all the ones we can access from the south, and we fished the Madison, we fished the Ruby, we fished the Beaverhead, and
where's the Ruby?
Oh, it's kind of between the Madison and the Beaverhead.
Huh. Yeah. It was more than just you, Mickey and Finn, though. You had quite a crew with you.
I had Matt the Predator. Predator was a good word back when we named him.
Is he happy with that little nickname now?
He still goes by that.
Okay.
And then Diving Dave and Big Fish Dave.
Yeah.
So Big Fish Dave, Diving Dave, Predator, my two boys, and of course we had the gender barrier broken. Diving Dave brought his daughter, and she's lovely.
And
Piper.
Drew was with you.
And I'll get to that. But Piper is the son Dave never had. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she's a great fisherman. She totally outfished her dad. She's like, help my dad. Help my dad. He's at zero. I go, I will. And then, of course, Mickey, when he heard there was another female, he brought his girlfriend, Drew.
Yeah.
And that girl can flat out fish.
Were you staying on the river? This a floating fish or was this just?
No. We fished every morning and then we went back to the hotels and had great time. You know, those rustic cabins of Montana.
Yeah.
And then big breakfast together. And then out on the river all day, and whew, I can't keep up with those boys. And those rivers are hard to navigate my new knees.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Rainbows and Brookies, right?
No, Rainbows and Browns.
Browns.
So everybody has a biker name now. Drew doesn't, though.
No, not Drew. Or Mickey and Finn.
Yeah.
But their mom gave him a great name already. So
yeah, I bet she did.
We only do that to separate. Like, I love a lot of Daves.
Yeah.
So we have, Diamond Dave, Big Fish Dave. And, of course, I have a hard time with memory. So I give people nicknames, and they're just easier. And they stick.
It is, yeah.
You kind of earn them on the trips.
Why did you head north? Just because of the attract? Why not fish closer to home?
Well, because our rivers are muddy. The temperature is still colder up there, so our rivers are coming down a little muddy now because it's warmer. The runoff has started here in great measure, and it hadn't there, and it generally doesn't. This was a perfect year because people say, oh, my gosh, this is crazy numbers. This is almost like what it used to be. This is back to the old normal.
Right.
And then we get to Montana because, May is still not runoff month there.
Still snowing in May.
Right. So that's why we go up in May.
Yeah.
And there's a three-day holiday there, so it works out.
Yeah, what was it? A week or 10 days ago, Snowbird's still reporting 116-inch base, which is nuts.
And add to it, they got more put on there. They're going to be up until the 4th.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And they're open on weekends now. Becky's brother Bob, old Bad Bob, has been up there skiing on the weekends for the past 3 or 4 weeks, said the conditions were pretty darn good at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely.
Back to fishing, though. There was a picture posted by the Strawberry Bay Marina and Lodge, which I always keep an eye on our social media on Facebook, of a nice kokanee that's come out of there already. And usually June is the month when the kokanee fishing really comes on. I'm curious if that's delayed a little bit because of the weather. But
It's just funny you say nice kokanee, because kokanee are a cookie cutter. They're all the same. They're exactly 4 years old. That's a max. They die. They only live 4 years. So there's no nice kokanee. They're all equally average.
Well, you could catch a little one, couldn't you?
You
could
catch
a 2-year-old, and it wouldn't be as nice as the 4-year-old.
I suppose. I suppose. I've never done that, because they usually don't run until they're 4.
Strawberries level.
But they're great. You can eat those. That's the best part about them, is you can eat them, and they have no mercury.
You're laughing in there. Because of the way he likes to come back on me every time I say something.
I don't mean it that way.
I'm laughing because I was listening to something else we were having to do, and I just came in to you saying... talking about catching a 2-year-old and how you were saying they don't run. I was like, speak for yourself, man. My 2-year-old,
his 2-year-old runs.
Are we talking kids or fish here? See, that's what happens to you when you got 2-year-olds around the house. Everything is looked through that lens.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if you're catching a kokanee, you're saying it's a 4-year-old fish.
Probably.
Or toward the end of its life.
Right. Probably. That's the year you catch them on their running year.
So don't be feeling bad about catching kokanee and keeping them, because you're actually getting them out of there before they meet their demise.
Right, right. And they spawn in the exact spot where they were born, within 10 feet. And then they go out, and then they don't return until that time again. And that's when they run. It's a term meaning they get going. They're going up rivers.
Yeah.
But look, the kokanees are great because they don't interfere in any way with other fish, because they live in a totally different feeding column. And then their refuse, which is not only their roe, but their flesh, adds great protein to the river. So all fish benefit from them. They're great symbiotic fish. And more importantly, eat them, because the mercury problems are very severe in this state, but not in salmon. Salmon, mackerel, and sardines do not hold any mercury in their flesh. So eat all those cokes you want. And salmon is the best. It has the highest omega-3. It's very healthy. Eat those cokes. Yeah. They're sockeyes is what they are.
Yeah. Piper's going to give you a thumbs up on the show today just because you talk so good about fishing. he's usually so hypercritical of the program if Navadomskis isn't here to talk fishing for an hour and a half.
Well, you know how it is. When you're a fan, wait till the good. Like, you're at a concert. I don't like this song. Get to the good one.
Anyway, Piper, good to know you're out there this morning. It's nice to hear from you. One note here from East Canyon. I just grabbed it as one of the – and if you haven't done this, by the way, DWR, and I talked just a little bit about this with Faith Jolly, who will join us after the top of the hour. The DWR has redone their website at wildlife.utah.gov. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
And the access to fishing information and your ability as a fisherman, by the way, to get on there and add your 2 cents on
That's
what
great.
You experienced when you're out there is possible now.
Great.
And you can actually do it with your phone. Hopefully they get this, turned
the best information are fishermen.
Yeah. And hopefully they get this turned into an app sometime soon that will make it even easier. But
so you're going about East Canyon? By the way, East Canyon's been fishing so well all spring.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
Well, and that's the only note I have to give you. And I was trying to find if there was any current reports here, but it's listed as one of the hot spots right now, East Canyon. So
it's fishing great. We had, when our float tube class, we hit 3 lakes. We hit 4 lakes. And out of all of them, East Canyon fished absolutely the best.
Yeah, so keep, good places to be out there.
Yep.
And the weather this week's going to warm up, and it's going to dry out, which is going to be great. We'll be in the 80s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. We'll take a break. Billy's on the line, so we're going to talk a biking trip, which Navadomskis can chime in here. We'll do that when we come back on this week's KSL Outdoors Radio. Men get stupid and women roll their eyes. And Tammy does a shimmy at the fish fry. Shimmy!
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
I just watched this movie not too long ago. I thought, what a perfect way to lead into this conversation. Navi's getting ready to jump on his bicycle from Paris to London.
Correct.
Taking his wife with him.
Absolutely.
Bill Rogers, our buddy, is on the line. He's getting ready to ride his bicycle from Salt Lake City to L.A. or down into California somewhere. Ooh. He's bringing his grandson with him.
Good for him.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Doing really well. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Navadomskis gave me the same response I gave you the first time you laid this story on me. I sort of shook my head a little bit. but tell everybody what you're doing and when you're beginning this adventure.
This coming Friday, a week from yesterday. My grandson Jack and I are hopping on our bicycles and heading for parts unknown. Well, actually, parts really well known. We're going to Los Angeles from Salt Lake City. We figure it's going to be about a seven-day trip. We're not going to push it real hard. We're only going to do about 100 miles a day. So I think it's going to be a gas.
Okay. You ever done a big ride like that before?
I have done what they call centuries many times. The Amtrak Century, which runs from Huntington. You ride your bicycle from Huntington Beach to South Beach in, the train station in San Diego. Then you get back on the train and die.
That's what I want to get at there, Bill. I don't want to poo-poo your strategy, and I think you will make it. I totally put all my money on that you're going to be fine. The things you're going to face is more than three centuries a week. The body can't really recuperate that well. So what you got to do to help yourself is to keep out of the heat, so go early. The problem is that stretch is windy. There's a lot of wind there, and that's going to frustrate you pretty heavily. And you got to ice up. So when you finish your rides, let's say you finish at noon or 11 a.m., even better, then you've got to get an ice bath. You got to. Otherwise, those muscles won't heal. You know how that century, you've done a century, and they're great. What you don't know is the impact in 2 days. You're still limping around a little bit. And when you're riding in this kind of a ride, you're back on your bike. So there's a cumulative effect on those legs, and trying to get them healthy is difficult. When I rode my bike from Salt Lake to St. Louis, actually, and I found that we ride two hard days and then a half day. And then we have the second half of the third day off and all of the fourth off.
Well, look, Bill, you didn't say this part, but you don't have a beginning and an end, a hard end date, right? I mean, you're going to take the time it needs in between.
We do not.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. That's good.
Here's one of the things that I'm going to do that nobody else does when it comes to, you know, to riding long distances, and that is that I'm not going to push it.
Yeah,
I've done situations where, you know, the Amtrak Century, for instance, we ride at an average of 17, 18 miles an hour. And that's really pushing it on a bicycle.
But you have a Peloton, right? There's a lot of you.
Yeah.
And that matters significantly. Having a jammer.
You're talking about drafting behind
somebody? Absolutely. It's so critical. When you ride in a big mob, you can really just go because you're, you know, basically in a vacuum.
It's true. The other thing, but, you know, here in this particular case, I don't expect that our average speed will be much above 7 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay. So what we're doing is just a, you know, it's not a slow ride. I mean, you know, but I'm trying to remember the name of the song here, you know.
Slow ride, take it easy.
It was Foghat, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was Foghat, yeah, for a year. Anyway, the point is that we're just going to take this easy. The whole idea is to enjoy the scenery. If it's windy out there, you know, we don't have any time set for any given day.
Yeah,
and that really is the big difference in what we're doing here.
Speed and time not important, but time with the boy is. He just graduated from high school, right?
Yes, he did. I am so proud of him. He graduated a year early and is, you know, at 17, he's heading off to college in July. So we're going to get a little bit of time here, and that's something that I hope will stick with him for the rest of his life. I know that it's going to be a really big part of the rest of my life.
Well,
so
by the way, this is important to you, and I'm sorry we're pushed against the clock here, about 90 seconds away. This is important to you. Your dad of daughters didn't have any sons, right?
No, I get why he's doing this. Is amazing, and he's gonna be fine. That kid's legs are gonna repair in 8 hours of sleep. It's yours that are gonna be problematic. So this is a beautiful thing. You guys will have this to remember the rest of your life.
It's totally true. Totally true.
Well,
so I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We will be posting on Facebook every place we get where there's good cell service, and that's that. I think everybody will chance.
Hook a bungee to the back of his bike, and you'll be fine.
There you go. There you go.
I know you guys are going to have a great experience, and if it takes you 2 weeks to get there, it takes you 2 weeks to get there.
Chocolate milk.
Totally true.
As soon as you finish your ride. Milk. Chocolate milk, I swear by it.
Billy, thanks for checking in. I know you're going to make it, and I know whatever the experience is, it'll be worth the adventure, and I'm so
Very
glad
definitely.
You're here. All right.
Thanks, Tim. Everybody have a great week.
All right, and you too. Bill Rogers, who, of course, I always have to add this, the voice of Disneyland, where Galaxy's Edge is now open and waiting for you, Star Wars geeks. We've got ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Don't go away. And then more KSL Outdoors Radio on the other side. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride.